pretty goddamn hot. His name is Kim Manager. Let's hear for the DJ. Good job, Kim Manager. Nice, there's no exception. These are guys are going to kick out all the jams.
Oh, no!
Hey, Lewis and Sally. Here we go, y'all. Everybody dance. We're going to vision.
Thank you.
Okay?
Find where that hum is at.
killing me. Hollow. Here it is right here. It's always the way you mean.
Yeah. keyboard. Thank you.
singing for you this evening. I just suppose most of you know how to do this band here. Appeared last night. But the last band, wearing a suit of shredded brown leather scaffolding around his legs, and a body that had no liberties in some time. A man who has become a legend in his own motherland. Who has a great future behind him. A guy who started life as just an ordinary Welsh hockey star crew. Joined the Marines at the outbreak of the armistice and rose to the rank of private.
Thank you, Brian. I'm glad we're grooming together. You're going to meet Mr. Leo Nocentelio here on guitar. He, of course, Leo was one of the founding members of the Meters. And this is a song from that time they called it a Sissy Strut. Just what you call for them.
podcast.
very kind. How are you all tonight? Okay?
Down three down the record, so you can find it somewhere. just a pressure just to move. I got a very obscene phone call from my baby, talking in some kind of language she never before used. Extra vitamin C. I'm on my way. Oh, do you believe it? You better wash them linens and clean them sheets. And she said, I feel mighty mean. My baby's been gone for a month. While I stay at home, I'm usually the one that's on the road, and she's the one back home.
No, from the second album. No, from the Live in Taiwan album.
Yes.
You gotta get that record because there's some funny jokes on it.
This is actually a song about baseball. It is a song of life. It is called Vagabond Man or Yogi Song. Ooh, ooh. A bit less bottle on his knee.
Woo!
Yes.
And you'll have to call in fact on a man on the way. When you will hold your head high and you look him in the eye and you know how to win that way, no child. You'll be singing along to your peace little song as you high five. You'll be singing your ABC. Thank you.
Daisy Cooper on baseball. Larry Zack on the drums. My name is Jack Pichon.
I need to get a little plug in here. The guy over here is going to get a little plug in here, Jack Pichon.
Plug.
I'll let everybody know that on the 24th of August, come on out and catch No Satelli Group on August the 24th. We'll be doing a lot of the old media shit. You know, come on out. August the 24th.
Right here?
Right here.
Right here. I know that's how.
I'll be racist.
Well, I'll tell you, we're just starting to work again. You know, I'm changing diapers for a few months. I feel good. Which might be why we're so funky. tomorrow night we'll be in Santa Cruz at OT Cruz. If you want to make that drive, we'll play two long. So we may play all night. And Friday night we'll be in San Jose at the Cabaret, and probably something that'll be closer for if you want to make it. Saturday night at the Cotati Cabaret. I promise to try and burn that ball now. the one man. That's the fun man.
Here's a little tune with Freebo. Let's get Freebo to sing another one, eh? This is one of the first Blues Busters, Booker. Stone, you play the Z.
Z. Here's a song that goes just like this.
Did you get that from that guy in New York that does all this crazy idiot?
No.
Thank you.
Sure enough, it was the boogeyman. And you know what? I said, you know what? What? The boogeyman was only
that big.
How big?
That's right.
You can imagine my surprise, because just as he popped in the door, we can only,
how big?
The 14th hit of Jerry Garcia's personal stash started fighting the anchovies from the Domino's pizza. Walk got in, and he started crawling up my bedspread. And as he crawled, he sang this little song in his native tongue. Climbing up the bedspread. And you know, on my bed I have a basket of chicken legs and turkey bone legs, you know, for all the holidays of the past decade. And I have them tagged, you know, a little tag on them. So I reach in there and pull out a nice big turkey leg for 73. Suddenly the room started swelling. The walls were kind of like vibrating. Like a set of lungs that have been smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day for 195 years. The walls were dark, smoky. They were cluttered with dust. And there was this kind of squeaking all over the place. And the room started getting bigger! And the room started getting bigger! The boogeyman was everywhere. And you know what? I was only that big. How big? Hey, that's right. And just then the 15th hit of Jerry's personal stash started attacking the devil dogs and the hostess twinkies. It was a very creepy kind of affair. My body started feeling pretty small. My brain was oozing. My fingernails were
Oh yeah, don't forget to take 15 hits of Jerry Garcia's personal stash
And I'll be the son of a bitch if everybody in the Oasis doesn't see some form of the boogeyman tonight. Everybody say, yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Yeah,
thank you very much.